Accession number 30559, Reel 2.
But after that I came. But by now in Amritsar, within a few days, the way I was, I became part of the refugee camp administration. And I remember being made in charge of allocating people accommodation. And I used to go around breaking the locks of Muslim homes, the homes which were vacated by the Muslims in Amritsar, and letting the Hindu refugees go in, Hindu Sikh refugees. So my art that I learnt of breaking locks and had come in useful. So we were traditionally called, well, in a joke, Aduna's boys, because Aduna Mountbatten was in charge of this evacuation program. And after about 4 or 5 months of this, we were offered BA degrees, bachelor's, university degrees. Some of us accepted, I didn't, because it was called BA honors. It wasn't honors really, it was honor, given honorary BAs. By that time I decided I'll go to medical school. And but what I saw in Amritsar, I now saw large number of, lot of Muslims being killed as well. So I suddenly started to think that it's no point hating Muslims, because Hindus and Sikhs are no better. They killed as much. I'm very proud that I have never ever been anti-Muslim ever since. I felt that this was a religious mania which had deranged everyone. And I had come back to Kiel, Norman Kiel. It took about a month, 6 weeks. But I was fine. And by now, my father, he made it clear to me that if I did want to become a doctor, I would have to get ready for my exam. Because of the trouble around partition, I had not been able to sit in my pre-medical exam. We used to call it FSC medical group. And so I took that exam in Amritsar. That would be halfway through. I remember one evening we read Gandhi had been killed. So it was that time. But I passed that exam. In fact, was able to get selection into medical school. But what I saw on both sides of the border made me think that it was a phase of total madness. How can people go mad in Pakistan? I saw a large number of Sikhs, basically some Hindus, being killed. But I saw the same thing when I came to India, except the roles were reversed. In part of my, there was a big convoy of Muslims traveling towards the border, going to Pakistan, and they were near a little stream. We used to call it Bai. During the night, there was a flood. Every time there was rain up in the hills, and the flood used to come and will clear within an hour or so. And it killed large number of Muslim refugees. So because I was in the, at that time doing social service, we had to go and clear those dead bodies of Muslims. Not many men, I remember, mostly women and children who could not run away from that flood. I recall that. They were, all this flood pushed them against the railway embankment. And I must have counted 200, 300 dead people, putting them together to one side. Two of us used to pick up legs and arms and gather all the dead bodies. So, before I was 18, I had seen a lot. It has affected all my life, what I learned in those days. I like to think I became a better person. Well, I don't think my children will agree. But I think... Yeah. I'm sorry, I...